Chapter 5. An Illegal Settlement. Good folk who dwell in a lawful land, if any such there be, may for want of exploration judge our neighbourhood harshly, unless the whole truth is set before them. In bar of such prejudice, many of us ask leave to explain how and why it was the robbers came to that head in the midst of us. We would rather not have had it so. God knows, as well as anybody. But it grew upon us gently, in the following manner. Only let all who read observe that here I enter many things which came to my knowledge in later years. In or about the year of our Lord 1640, when all the troubles of England were swelling to an outburst, great estates in the North Country were suddenly confiscated, through some feud of families and strong influence at court, and the owners were turned upon the world, and might think themselves lucky to save their necks. These estates were in co-heirship, joint tenancy, I think they called it, although I know not the meaning, only so that if either tenant died, the other living, all would come to the live one, in spite of any testament. One of the joint owners was Sir Ensor Doone, a gentleman of brisk intellect, and the other owner was his cousin, the Earl of Lorne and Dykemont. Lord Lorne was some years the elder of his cousin, Ensor Doone, and was making suit to gain severance of the cumbersome joint tenancy by any fair apportionment, when suddenly this blow fell on them by wiles and woman's meddling, and instead of dividing the land, they were divided from it. The nobleman was still well-to-do, though crippled in his expenditure.